Well, Ollie, it's good to have you back on the programme. It's been a while since we were talking to you, and our first port of call will be the match last night at the Brandywell. 1-1 draw with Derry City. Continuing your pre-season preparations. Was it a good run out for you last night?
It certainly was a better run out than it was a week previous, where we got well and truly beaten by Derry 5-1. So obviously, you know, a draw last night would certainly be an improvement in that, but I think all in all, we're still a long way off where we should be or where we hope to be in 2 weeks' time, Oisin. So any run out, you know, we picked up a few minor injuries last night that will keep people out for a number of days. But thankfully, any run out where you don't pick up a serious injury, obviously pre-season is worthwhile, Oisin.
Yeah. Did you change things up much from the side which lined out against Sligo in the previous game, Ollie?
Not particularly, no. We did make a number of changes. We tried to give everyone game time, and 22 lads would have played last week in there, and maybe 19 would have got a game last night. But look, you know, there was a lot of the same personnel out in the two games. We tried to mix it up and try to give everyone, if you like, game time rather than playing everyone for the 90 minutes and run the risk of injury. But you know, last week wasn't good enough. Derry were excellent, and they're a much, much better side than where they were last year. And, you know, I think they'll do well. It's a question of where and how well we do.
Yeah. Obviously, there was a number of players that you have on trial, that, as we've seen per the team sheet. Ollie, one of those is Sean Boyd. But how many of those would you be hoping possibly could be part of your squad come the start of the campaign in a couple of weeks' time?
It basically depends on it'll be a small number, to put it that way to you, like it'll be one or two, but it depends on how well they do in Athlone on Saturday and in training and against Cork the following Saturday before we make a final decision when the season starts. Sean was with us before. He's coming back from a serious knee operation. And look, we know what Sean can do and can't do, and it's a question of whether he can get to a level of where he was at a number of years back prior to being with us, as well as being with us. And we've two other trialists, three in all, some of them local, one of them not. And it's a question of how well they do in Athlone and Cork, and we'll make a call on whether, like, if all three of them are good enough, we'll take all three. If none of them are good enough, we won't be taking any. If it's one or two, it depends, Oisin.
Yeah. Well, already you've had, what, Dolly, six or seven new signings on board. One of them was Ryan Shanley, a striker from Hibs. Obviously, it's key, Ollie, in your plans that you're going to need more goals in the season ahead.
Yeah, it's certainly obviously, the more goals you can get, the better. And we haven't had a huge record at that end of the pitch in recent years. Ryan is only a young man. He's only turned 20. I've seen him a number of times play over in Scotland. You know, we took costs from Hibs this time last year, and it's kind of a follow up to that connection of where I saw him play when I saw Cost play, and that has been in the pipeline quite a while, to put it that way to you. The difficulty with the, obviously, with the restrictions of quarantine, we have difficulty in trialing players or getting to look at them in recent times abroad. So that has been a little bit maybe curtailed, and that's where the likes of Sean Boyd more local people have come into trial, which is easier done now.
Yeah. Do you hope to add another striker before the season starts, Ollie?
We could do with a player in that area, yeah. We numbers-wise around the pitch probably have enough. We'd like to have maybe four in that area of the pitch that you just mentioned. And like at the moment, we've got Ryan. You know, we have Adam Foley, who's come back in. We'd like to have another one, you know, possibly two or four in that area. But there's no point in taking someone for the sake of it, and we haven't done that. We need to take them if we think they can play in the Premier Division, and we feel Ryan Shanley can. And it's a question of how well the others do in the next 2 weeks. Like.
Yeah. Obviously, as well, a lot of players have re-signed for ahead of the new campaign. Yes, you do have restrictions in COVID and the current climate that we're in. But was it easier maybe this time around getting players re-signed and getting new players in off the back of Harps' performances last season? You weren't involved in that playoff. You stayed up automatically. You didn't have to go into any sort of end-of-season drama, so you didn't, so to speak. Was it easier, maybe, from your point of view and your management team of getting things sorted this time around?
Certainly easy wouldn't be the word I would use. No. It's never an easy time in the off-season to try and get players back in or entice new players to the club. Yeah, it might have been a help, the fact that we finished the season quite strongly, albeit by the width of a post, Oisín, to put it that way to you. But no, it certainly took its course and took its time, and a lot of meetings, some of them profitable, some of them not so profitable. And, the fact that we survived and maybe finished on a positive note, yeah, it probably was more of a help and maybe had we gone through the playoff or worse again, get relegated. But it certainly wasn't easy in any manner, and it was time consuming. And but a lot of them did come back in. We've lost a lot of bodies also. While we've taken six in, we've probably lost six also along the way. And, you know, I think the sooner 2 weeks against Bowes happens, the better. And we get up and running, whatever way that goes, Oisín, because yeah. No, it certainly wouldn't be the most enjoyable time of the season or of the calendar year. It's a part that we could do without, but you can't take one part without the other. Like,
yeah, other contracts been signed as well, Ollie, in particular a number of the young under 19 squads who have signed their first professional contract. I know the Premier Division is a difficult place, but is there room, do you feel, for any of these guys to make an impact and as part of their further development at senior level?
If they kick on, yeah, and they're good kids, they're number one, good young men. But there is a big gap, and it's up to them whether they can bridge the gap or not. It's a tough road. There's a big gap between the 19 to the First Division, domain from the 19 to the Premier Division. You know, they're looking, the powers to be are looking at maybe, you know, trying to implement a different age grouping system where Tommy Canning with the 19s and Kevin McHugh is in charge of the academy. They're in, you know, group talks with the different clubs and with the FAI to see, could you, if you like, move the age group up a little bit, or which were involved with ourselves before, and indeed in my time at Fannett in the Championship, to see would that help bridge the gap. But the young men themselves need to buy into it and give everything to it to see it doesn't happen, because it just won't happen overnight. But we'll see how it goes. They're in training with us and doing quite well at the moment, but it's still a big ask to do it in the 1 year. Sometimes it might take a second year for that to happen, as it did and as it has with others. But they're in with us and doing quite well, but it's only a start, Oisín.
Yeah. We're going to start the new season, Ollie, like the way we finished the last one with no crowds. That seemed to be a situation that actually suited Harps as the campaign came to an end last year, but I'm sure you guys would rather be kicking off with a full crowd at Finn Park in 2 weeks' time against Bowes.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure that it suits us at all. You know, it might have suited us away from home, and we probably picked up more points away from home than maybe we normally would have. But at home, there's no point of pretending in any manner. It was a massive loss to us, and it probably will continue to be. You know, the home support, almost to a man or a woman or a child, whatever way you want to refer to it, they drove us on over the line in games, and we certainly missed that, and there's no point of pretending any otherwise. You know, the downside of it, I referred to it before, when you were 3-0 down away in Tala, you were absolutely delighted that there were no supporters there to rub it in. And, you know, we got results maybe away from home that we normally wouldn't have had if you had a huge home support, you know, in Dublin or other parts of the country. But the downside of it was, at home, we missed it, and there's no point of pretending we didn't, Oisín. Yeah. We'd love to have them back, because that's one of the advantages we have as a club in Finn Harps, is our home support that has been, certainly in my time, second to none. And even in the bad days, you know, were and in the bad nights, were a help to us. And that itself will be a loss. But so be it. It's a loss every side, to put it that way to you.
Yeah. Do you feel in a way, Ollie, that you're sort of lucky that you're getting to play football again this month, because a lot of other sports aren't?
Absolutely, Oisin. You know, it's been mighty. It's been a bit of a privilege, the fact that we can train, we can travel, we can play, and basically no other sport at any level, underage or senior, are allowed at the moment. So most certainly, it's been great to get back in training and get back on the pitch. Without doubt, we've been lucky that we've been allowed to go ahead with that.
Two more games to come. Athlone and Cork on the pre-season trail. What do you want to get out of those two games before we kick off against Bose?
We'd like to get a win before we go into the season. You know, we haven't won any of the games. We've drawn two and lost two of our four games pre-season. We'd love to get a win under our belt, but probably more importantly, to get through it without any serious injury. That's probably the first and foremost part of it. And, you know, Athlone have improved dramatically. They're a completely new side. They've the likes of Killian Cantrell that played with us. You know, there's a lot of Premier Division players that maybe they mightn't have been able to attract before, and they obviously mean business. That'll be a great run out for us. And then you have a Cork side that we played, you know, in the last couple of years in the Premier Division, and they'll be huge tests in Dublin the following week. So they're two ideal preparation games for us. So long as we get lads game time, if we could get one win out of it, we'd be delighted. But probably first and foremost, that we don't pick up any serious injuries.
Yeah. You, of course, have been manager now for quite a few years at Finn Park. Ollie, finally, you've been on that roller coaster. You've won dramatic playoffs. You've been relegated. You've also had to avoid drama at the end of the season. You want to improve year on year. So what is the target now come the end of the season? Do you want to finish maybe a place ahead of where you did last year, or are you going to stick with what we've heard over the last couple of years about just staying out of that automatic spot in the drop?
I mean, always at this time of the year, you're aiming to improve. It has happened maybe more often than it hasn't happened, but it doesn't always happen. And we would love to try and kick on a place and avoid the automatic, and indeed avoid the playoff. But it may not happen that way. God only knows. But it's 36 games. You know, obviously, will tell a true story. Maybe last year at half a season, a lot of teams feel that maybe they finished in maybe positions that wasn't a true reflection on them. I'm not quite sure if that's the case with us. We were delighted to see out of it, to put it that way to you. But over 36 games, you know, we would love to be able to kick on a notch. But that all, you know, it doesn't happen. If it means we're in the relegation battle again, so be it. We had been there before. If we could kick on a step and move up one rung in the ladder, we would take that with open arms too, but only time will tell us in the Bulletin.
Listen, Ollie, good to talk to you again. Good luck with the rest of the pre-season matches, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Mighty Oisin, take care, lads. Thank you.